Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, I hate this. Chris Tomer just posted on Facebook that there's been a huge avalanche in Nepal. And I guess we have a few Colorado people up there. Wow. Yeah. He was reporting like a couple are safe, but then we haven't heard from a couple other people. Mm. Those extreme hikers and stuff, climbers, actually. That is, I don't know. I've watched every one of those climbing movies. I know that you guys probably have it, but even if you're not a climber, I'm not a climber, but even if you're not, they are amazing. That is just a whole different wiring of people.
You know? And there's a lot of danger, lots
so
of danger
much.
Up there. And
it's
hopefully
really
they find these people
I
safely.
Hope. Yeah. But I have a happy story, and that's good. And that is there's this guy from Vail, and he just published a brand new book.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, what's it called?
Yeah, what's it about?
Yeah. It's called Zen and the Art of Pickleball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Zen and pickleball go together?
I mean, pickleball is huge right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they go together with Zen.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It says,
I would never guess that.
Mike Lee, a local pickleball player, published a book that talks about how to maintain an even keel on the court and in life.
Oh, so you don't lose it.
Yeah, and you don't throw a fit like that offensive coordinator did in the booth. Did you see him throw?
Oh, the Buffalo Bill game? It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Did you see him throw his tablet?
Yeah.
Why do you guys throw fits?
Well, he cost the game.
But it doesn't matter.
He cost him the game. So, I mean, he could lose his job over that.
But the thing is, like, just like Tom Brady threw his tablet.
Yeah.
Why you guys got to throw stuff?
Because we get upset.
Yeah, we got to smash something.
Yeah. See, I'm not the thrower in the house.
Oh, you're
My
not?
Wife is.
Oh, she
yeah,
is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. In this studio, you're the thrower.
I am a thrower.
So yeah, you've thrown bells at me.
Kind of a hypocrite right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are, because you're a thrower.
Yeah.
You've thrown things at me, shoes, all kinds of stuff.
I think I threw a potato at my husband's head.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember you threw a bottle of water at a general manager once.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Did he tell you or something?
You've got a history of that.
Did he tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's told me. He told me to watch out for the water bottles.
Well, he was...
I'm just saying.
He deserved
it. I'm saying you're a thrower.
But he's just stupid.
You're a thrower.
I didn't like that guy.
You're a thrower.
I also... There's another... Maybe I do have anger. There was this one big guy, like, with the radio group. Like, he was huge. He flew into town. Yep. He pissed me off, and I threw a glass of wine in his face. And I still didn't lose my job.
See? A thrower. I told you.
I am. I'm a hypocrite. Okay, anyway, yeah. So even, maybe I need to read this book.
Yeah, maybe you need the Zen and pickleball.
Yeah. What has your wife thrown at your head?
Let's see here. A couple of things. Nothing that's really, that could have caused death.
Yeah, like not knives.
No.
It's maybe been more, a concussion.
It's like plastic, yeah. Like a plastic cup or something of that nature.
I could see. You would be easy to throw something
at. I get thrown at a lot, actually. Yeah. I do.
I could see that happening. All right. Well, anyway, pick up that book. And there we go. Let's see here. Who is it? Rihanna is going to be playing the Super Bowl. Rihanna and her umbrellas.
I think she's going to be great at it, too.
I do, too.
I really do. I think she fits the Super Bowl perfectly.
Shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be.
I like this selection far better than Taylor Swift.
I know you do. Yeah,
I really do. Yeah. I just think it fits the game.
Well, like you said, like Taylor's not like, I mean, she's great, but she's not like cool.
I don't feel like Taylor Swift knows one football term at all. I don't think she knows anything about the game.
She might.
I would agree with that, though.
Wow. I think Rihanna probably is a fan.
Rihanna? Yeah. I don't know, but the thing is, I feel bad for Rihanna because she was like the second pick.
Yeah, she's plan B.
Yeah, because Taylor doesn't have, she hasn't recorded all her albums yet, and that Scooter would get all the money. So she said no. Rihanna's like, oh, I guess I'll do it.
What money is there to get? I don't understand. I guess people would buy her music after hearing it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all of their albums and everything like that just skyrocket. The sales do.
So after the Super Bowl. That's why a lot of artists do it, because they get downloads after that. Mm-hmm. And so, yep. Anyway, so Rihanna's going to do it. I feel bad also. I don't feel bad for anybody. This is a lie. I think about how it must feel to J-Lo and Shakira that they had to split it, but Rihanna gets it by herself.
Well, so far.
Yeah, that's
so far. I mean, a lot of times they add somebody later on in the season.
Yeah, but I watched the documentary about J-Lo, and she was so mad that they had to split it.
Oh, I bet.
She was so mad because they have 5 minutes, and to try to fit two acts in that time... Man, she was mad.
Yeah, I could see Rihanna, though, somebody being added to the bill, like a Nicki Minaj or even Lizzo or something of that nature. I could see that.
I bet you they bring Jay-Z, because Jay-Z does Umbrella with her. He's featured on
could
that song.
Could be. Yeah. Could be Jay-Z. Yep.
Could be Jay-Z. Yep. What? Ed Sheeran has announced that he's going to release a Pokemon song?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I really? Have no idea. It's going to happen on Thursday.
How do you release a song about Pokemon?
That sounds awesome.
I think it's about time.
Do you?
Long overdue.
All right. Elton John's White House concert ends with a huge surprise. He got the National Humanitarian Award.
Oh.
I feel like he knew.
No, he was shocked.
I feel like he knew.
He was shocked.
I'm telling you.
He had no idea he was going to get this big award when he got there. No, no.
Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, or whatever her name is. Hilaria. How do you say her name? Hilaria.
I'm not even sure.
Hilaria. Anyway, she had another baby. Man, that's a lot of kids. 7 of them. I guess she has 6. She has a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, an 18-month-old, and now a newborn. So that is 7.
Buddy.
And he has one, yeah. What is he doing?
I don't know.
That is crazy.
But he's doing a lot of it.
Yeah, he sure is. Ew. I don't want to think about him. That's just nasty. Let's see here. What else did I want to? Hold on. I got all kinds of things. Kelsey Ballerina is talking about in her new song how her and Halsey are no longer friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
I had no idea.
I know.
Man, that ruined my day. By Monday, shot to hell now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She did a collaboration with, what's her name? Halsey. Yeah, and then in this song, she says something like, I was friends with a pop star. I put him on track 4, but I wish I could take it back. Would have never asked if I knew we wouldn't talk anymore. See?
Whoa.
And
Summer's
guess what?
There, yeah.
Halsey is on track 4
yeah,
the last album.
Sure seems to
work. So. Post Malone is in the hospital, I guess. He's got a side ache.
Yeah, he fell last week, right?
Yeah.
And now this week he's in the hospital.
He said he had side pain. I think his lifestyle is not very good.
No. I mean, when you're tripping on stage.
Yeah. He smokes, 2 packs of cigarettes a day?
Yeah.
Something like that? I don't know. Question.
Yep.
How do I put new string in my weed whacker?
It's
easy.
Actually, a lot of those weed whackers now, is it a newer one?
It's a newer one.
If it's a newer one, a lot of them are snap-on, snap-off.
Yeah. I'll tell
or
you
snap
what.
Snap-off, snap-on.
I looked at it, and it looks really intimidating.
Yeah.
It looks scary.
It's really not that hard.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, it's according to what brand it is, too. I mean, I don't know. I've not seen your weed whacker lately.
You just got to make sure that you don't unravel it all before you put it in there.
I've seen yours.
Just say it. I haven't seen your weed whacker, girl. But
I have to what?
I'm assuming your weed whacker's on YouTube.
What are you doing?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But my friend said just use zip ties and put them in the holes.
You could.
I guess you could, yeah, but.
I don't know. Anyways.
Or durable.
sometimes just things like that look scary.
Yeah.
You know, like it should be probably easy, but I'm like, I don't know. And I just want to go buy a new one that already has pretty strong.
Yeah, just put it off to next spring
or
something.
Yeah, I should probably do that. All right, what else do I have for you? Hold on. There's all kinds of crap.
Hey, I got one for you. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
There's a story this morning. Let me read you the headline and what do you think it is, okay?
All right.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Uh-huh.
Rocky marriage has nothing to do with football.
Ooh.
The couple's been living apart for months. Now, what do you think that is? Because we speculated on this.
Yeah.
We've said from the very beginning, there's more to this than football. It's not just because he went back to the NFL is why they're split up. She's caught him at something. I don't know what it is.
Now, why is it automatic him? I mean, maybe she did something.
Nah, I think it's him.
You do?
Yeah.
I think she thinks he's selfish and she's had it.
Well, according to the article, it's got nothing to do with him coming out of retirement and going back to football. And again, we've said this from the beginning. There's something more to this story that we just don't know yet.
And it's got to be bad because they're not even living together.
Yeah. And she wasn't at the game, right?
Yeah. I don't think she's been to a game yet.
Oh, wow.
Remember, he had those hookers that time on an airplane.
That airplane, and they had all his rings on their finger.
Trying on the Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
I think he got caught the last time they won the Super Bowl because you remember he was drunk when he came off that boat
and he
was just wasted. I bet you there's video of him like making out with another girl or something.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think if there's video out there or something of that nature, we would have already seen it.
So the headline is it has nothing to do with football. What did it say it had to do with?
They don't know.
That is such a stupid headline.
They just know that it has nothing to do
really,
with
it. Exactly. That's what that is. That's such a dumb headline. Yeah, it has nothing to do with football, but we don't know what it is.
It doesn't say it like that.
Well, it kind of
does. I'm just saying that's what's implied, that they really don't know what it is.
The headline does say that. Their rocky marriage has nothing to do with football.
It's exactly what it says. But, it's got nothing to do with football.
But we don't know what it is.
It's something.
Oh, my God.
Tom has done something.
All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet direction.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Earlier this morning, we took a little poll, all right, here online and with the text name at 51059 about Maroon 5, all right? Because last week, I think it was Friday, we played a Maroon 5 song, and we got like 5 texts in a row saying, why would you play this music? That Adam Levine, he's such a scumbag. He cheated on his pregnant wife.
Hold on.
What?
They just typed. We don't know how they sounded.
But that's the way it sounds in my head.
They're angry typing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the way it sounds.
I was like, nobody called us and said that. Well, they just typed like, hey, why would you do that? He's a scumbag.
All right. I exaggerated. You sent us messages saying that he's a scumbag. Yeah. Why would you give away the trip?
Right.
So earlier this morning, we took a vote online right here with Texnado. And it was about 70-30, maybe 60-40. But most people say give away the trip.
Yeah. Well, because everybody wants to go to Vegas. Yeah. So it starts tomorrow, I believe, right?
Right.
Okay. So, and if you want to go see him, fine. If you don't, fine. We don't care.
We don't care.
But just go to Vegas.
It's a free trip.
Exactly.
And if you are into it, then maybe you hook up with him. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it seems to be open to it.
Exactly. Go backstage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're right. There were no more people over the weekend, and I promised you there would have been.
You did. You did. Last week, if you remember, the Adam Levine story broke about this time last week. And it was a lady that came forward that said she had a year-long affair with him, that he wanted to use her name to name the baby that his wife's about to have. And it was just crazy. And then over the period of about 3 days, another 5 women came forward.
Yeah.
And then Jamie promised, we're going to get more dirt over the weekend.
I thought we would. And then nobody said anything.
And Adam, he'll surprise you sometimes.
Do you think that's it? Just 5?
There's got to be more.
What a letdown.
Well, hopefully, when we start this big trip giveaway for Vegas, a lot more come out.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because that helps our promotion
a little bit.
It
makes it more exciting.
I'd like to see that happen for sure.
But his wife's just sticking by his side. I wonder what it's like in the house, though.
Oh, a war zone.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and remember, like, my whole thing is, like, that name thing is the worst.
Yeah.
And she's going to bring it up for the rest of his life.
And she's like 4 or 5 months pregnant, right? Maybe even more.
Yeah.
And so you got to figure she's raging already,
well,
right?
She, yeah.
I mean, don't you get
yeah,
that way?
Yeah, but you I especially so. Do it when your husband's writing five people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You add all that together.
Oh,
I mean,
a
she's got to be just crazy.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to be giving those away starting tomorrow.
Yeah, starting okay. tomorrow. Yeah. All right. I want to hit the golf tournament again simply because the reason is because you've got a week to get your bids in, to get your foursome into this tournament. And that gives you plenty of time to get your team together.
And by the way, BJ and I will be like hosting the thing afterwards, the like the party.
The
and
awards
all that
party.
The awards party and yeah. the dinner and all that afterwards. So we'll be there as well. So it's a foursome. It's valued at $2,500, but the minimum bid is, are you going to, Carson?
I don't think I am.
Because
I think it's just you two.
You can.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, if you want.
Sometimes I feel bad.
Shmadil, you can go if you want to go.
I don't know if I want to go.
You want to go?
You guys want to go?
You want to go?
You guys can handle it.
You can go.
Yeah.
Because but
yeah.
sometimes I just feel bad.
It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's for the children.
Why do you hate children?
I mean, why would you not want to go for the children?
No, I'm trying to share.
There are children that could use all the support we can give them.
Exactly.
You mean I support them.
I'll think about it.
You and Carson don't seem to want to.
But whatever.
We do.
Okay, so here's the deal. The minimum bid is $500. Again, it's valued at $25. $500, and they have breakfast for you, lunch for you, a couple of drink tickets, prizes, mulligans, all that stuff. And all you have to do to bid is go to 76278. That's 76278, and then text the word Alice1059, Alice1059, and it'll take you to somewhere, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And
right.
The golf place that we're going to is Fossil Trace, which is yeah. in Golden. And it's a great, great course.
It's beautiful.
It's really cool. All right. Get your bids in, and hopefully we see your foursome at the big golf tournament coming up next week.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, before we get out of here,
Jamie, I
want to play the highlight reel one more time.
Oh, because, the Broncos.
Yeah, the Bronco game yesterday, because now we're 2-1. We are tied for the lead in the AFC West. So we're on a roll right now. The team is kicking butt.
Yeah, they were great yesterday.
And as you know, folks, I mean, we can only play the highlight reel on a Monday because, well, it makes no sense on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, right. I mean, but they were awesome yesterday.
And a game is 3 hours long. Do you know how long it takes to put together these highlight reels?
Especially since they were awesome yesterday.
Exactly. So here we go. This could take a couple of minutes or so, but here we go. All the highlights from yesterday's game.
Once again, Gordon's touchdown, Denver!
All right, there you go. There's the highlights. The highlight reel for you from yesterday's game.
Oh, my God.
I hope you enjoyed that. Shmadil worked tirelessly on that this morning, so.
So, listen. We are going to be positive. We've decided we're going to be positive because the bottom line is it's a win, right? That's all we care about.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, that's all we care
about.
Yeah,
and I'm tired of being negative about it because you could come in here every week and just bitch.
Yeah.
But where's that going to get you in life?
Exactly.
It doesn't get you anywhere. It makes you miserable. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy the wins.
Yes.
Who cares if we score 1 point or two?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
And that kicker, that was just a fluke. You know?
You know what?
Just a shank.
He's human.
It's
okay?
going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yes. All right. There
so
you go.
So who's our next opponent?
We play the Raiders.
Oh.
In Vegas.
Oh, really?
They go to Las Vegas next Sunday at 2:25.
All right.
Yeah.
And maybe Russell gets some hookers.
Yeah. And the Raiders, they've not been that good this season.
They're 0-3.
Yeah.
They're 0-3?
They're the only team in the league that has an 0-3 record.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
We're going to kick their butt.
Why'd you have
to
say
that,
though?
But which one's the O? Is that the win or the loss?
The win goes first. Yeah.
Oh, the win goes first?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's bad.
0-3.
Yeah, they suck.
Hey, that's bad. Thanks for telling me that.
You could have just said they're winless.
Yeah.
But it's weird how you go through life and some things you've never learned. Like, I didn't know which one was the one.
Yeah.
Was the win and the loss.
Yeah.
Can you tell by looking at a score who the home team is?
Yeah, they're wearing the white.
The home team is always second.
No.
Oh.
They're always second.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's stacked, they're on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yep.
If it's across the horizontal, then they're the second team is the home team, always. And usually in football, the team that wears the colors is the home team, not the white.
Oh, really?
White's the road team.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've learned today?
The opposite.
A bunch of football crap and how to change the string on my weed whacker.
There you go. All right, this just out. Amazon has announced another Prime Day. Well, 2 days coming in October. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do it again. They did it in June. Now here we go. October.
Really? Another Prime Day?
Yep, two days.
Wait, I feel like I'm still getting stuff from the last one.
Exactly.
No kidding.
I haven't opened boxes from the last one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are still waiting on some boxes.
It's too soon.
You know, and here's the thing. I think it ruins your original Prime Day because all of a sudden you're Amazon and you look a little greedy. Now, we know you're greedy from the beginning, but when it's once a year, it feels like it's something special. Okay, you got 2 days of Prime Day. You either take advantage of this or you lose out.
But did you see how they're marketing it?
What's that?
Okay, so here's how they're marketing it. It's to help families struggling with cost of living crisis.
Oh, great. Yeah, right. Spend more money.
Yeah, if you're struggling with cost of living, it says in its latest, it's the latest big retailer to offer holiday deals for those with tighter budgets.
I didn't see that.
That's what it's
marketing. What a crock that is. Because of inflation, we're going to have a sale for you.
Yeah.
Real.
It's like, I'm not buying
doesn't
it.
Doesn't make any sense
unless
whatsoever.
Unless they put all their stuff in Whole Foods on sale, then I'll believe
it. Yeah, for like a cent.
Yeah, that is crazy.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 61 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, do you know if the asteroid that's going to be hit by NASA today, is that going to be on television or streamed? Do you have any idea?
How would they stream that?
Oh, I don't know. Don't they have cameras on that sucker?
I mean, they can get Mars.
Yeah.
No, I've seen places, they do have websites where you can watch the stream. Correct.
And so it's at 5 o'clock. Is that our time? 5 o'clock our
5:15 time? 5:15 our time, yes.
So this big, it's like a test, right? We're going to see if we can do asteroid defense systems.
Yes. And by the way, that was a really bad answer coming from our producer of our show. What do you mean? They could stream it? Of course
they
could stream
it. Directly from the satellite?
I don't know, but that was a bad answer. I'm just telling you, as the producer of this show, that was a really bad answer.
What is going on?
It just didn't make sense to me that they would put cameras on something that they're going to blow up.
No, but they would have one. You know, what's that Hubble telescope? Yeah. Can see it.
There are cameras everywhere, buddy.
Yeah, but then it's going to be all grainy and small. And
you have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to have answers, not question the things that we say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Give us answers. Man. All right, we got to go. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday, and we will see you back here. Oh, tomorrow here on the program, we will be giving away tickets to see Maroon 5 in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. To see Adam the Cheat Levine.
Yeah. Maybe you can get on the DM list. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
We'll give you that chance at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.